but we have never entertained the idea of proving the existence of God. Our goals are decidedly more modest. The only thing that neuroscientists can really determine is whether current neuroscience provides useful information about mystical states and experiences. Specifically, we wanted to know two things: whether brain activity during mystical consciousness is localized in the temporal lobe, as some have argued, and whether mystical contemplation produces brain states not associated with ordinary consciousness. In any event, mystics themselves, far from justifying the popular idea that they want to make a mystery out of mystical consciousness, are often quite happy to engage in formal studies of consciousness, provided it does not interfere with their vocation. For millennia, mystics have written lengthy and detailed treatises on states of consciousness. Mysticism researcher Evelyn Underhill quotes one 19th century source as saying, "Examine us as much as you like, our machinery, our veracity, our results. We cannot promise that you shall see what we have seen, for here each man must adventure for himself. But we defy you to stigmatize our experiences as impossible or invalid." The key recent development is the new neuroscientific tools for investigating the neural correlates to the subjectively experienced states. An accusation we sometimes hear from the general public is that mystical contemplation is a mythical idea. The nuns are mere neurotics who are imagining things or even faking it. A recent article in The Economist used that very expression and announced that we would find such an accusation harder to rebut than other objections to our work. Actually, we would not find that particular accusation hard to rebut at all. In a neuroscientific study, a person who is faking it should generate a lot of beta waves, typical of strenuous conscious activity, and not many theta waves, typical of deep meditative states. It turns out that there are some things you just can't fake. Indeed, the very suggestion shows how little neuroscience is currently understood. Another worry we sometimes heard was that some might try to commercialize mystical experiences, so to speak, perhaps by developing a pill for them. Well, if they did, it would hardly be new and wouldn't need to lean much on neuroscience. Throughout history, many cultures have developed technologies, drumming, sacred plants, fasting, meditation, etc., that involve training in altered or non-ordinary states of consciousness in order to interact with the spiritual world. Clearly, humans can make themselves more receptive to RSMEs by taking specific actions.